We here at the Kitchen Delirium would like to thank the continuing generosity of our major sponsor, Alfred from Alfred's World of Trousers. Alfred has talked. I, Perkins Warbeck, the 23rd, back from the ledge on many occasions when I thought that true meaning and true fulfillment was not to be had in this earthly dimension. Alfred has always reassured me in the only way that he can that the fight itself is the purpose. I doubt, therefore, I am. When all else fails, and there's very little to hang on to, the very act of doubting the point and purpose of this exotic journey reminds us that we are the rarest of self-aware creatures, possibly unlike anything else in the entire universe. We don't know, but we know we're rare. Consider that as we move into Van de Graaff Generator. This is Darkness.
Thank you. the baby born today.
There will be blood on the tracks when all is said and done. But that doesn't mean that ultimately it will not have meant something. Meaning is forged in the moment, not in memory. In memory, we can impose whatever we want on the past, and we do. It's not a truthful accounting of what happened, and it's not a truthful accounting of who you are, who you were at the time. You made a decision to act in accordance with all that you were up to that point in time. If you could have done otherwise, you would have. But you didn't, so you couldn't have. We can accept, forgive, and move on. We know we haven't been hurt intentionally. We haven't been harmed by those who wanted to harm us. They just didn't know otherwise. It was who they were, not a product of conscious choice. Remember that when it's time to move on and unshackle yourself from the past.
Crap.
We are going out to the sounds of the Dixie Drags and Steve Morris in a beautiful duet with himself and Rod Morgenstern on violin called Old World. That was the Dixie Drags. I'm going to sign off and leave it to Tweeka Turner here on March 15th, 2022. I have been Perkins Warbeck. This has been Gates of Delirium, and we are on MutinyRadio.fm. I'll see you next week at 6 o'clock here from the sprawling studios of MutinyRadio.fm. This is Perkins Warbeck the 23rd saying good night.
Tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Anti-Trump is the antivirus or antibody to the Trump virus. We're a global alliance of humans standing up against the Trump brand. Antitrump.com started 4 years ago on March 19th, 2016, with two sketches and a dream for a better world. Nobody thought it was going to be this bad. Most of us probably figured it would just be four more years of the same old. He was a 70-year-old babbling Nimrod. How bad could it really be? Treason is the last of his felonious activities. The Trump brand has hijacked our government and sold Lady Liberty to the mob. We are a leaderless and without the most basic healthcare systems and community services. COVID-19 is a pandemic, but the
San Francisco Food Bank.
So let's do this.
People say
you're haunted now that your records is selling. Ain't it about time for you to be bailing out of the community and race that you come from? Yo, your face has gotta change, son. Now the Cube says you're making more than Donald Trump. So yo, go on and get your nose fixed, huh?
Sit down. Don't get in your chair.
Listen, now the black girl wants to get a lip tuck. She says, Doc, I want my slim lips, I want my slim figure. The white girl says my hips are not big enough. And yo, Doc injects the collagen to make my lips bigger. All of these so-called celebrities are selling millions of records and claiming no responsibility. A young girl sees you on a TV show. She's only six, says, Mama, I don't like my nose. So why'd you have to go and mess up the child's head? So you can get another gold water bed? You fake hair contact wearing liposuction carnival exhibit. Listen to my rhyme, you need to hear it. I smell the message from the TV. Does my hearty nose deceive me? Smells like the black of a whacker. Polly wants to be a cracker, if you let her. But see, for me, the bigger the nose, the better. They say the whiter, the whiter. Oh yeah, well that's tough. Sometimes I feel that I'm not black enough. I'm high yellow. My nose is round to perfection. And if I was to change, it'd be further in that direction. So catch me on the beach, I'll be getting a tan. Make sure there's no mistake, the Humpty Hump is from the motherland. Laying in the sun, string bikini between the buns of two cuties. Still macking, there'll be no nose job. Come on, sing it. No nose job.
Humpty, my name is Dr. Cook. I'll be handling your surgery today.
Surgery? Ain't no surgery. I said I don't want no.
Yeah, but you're gonna be a big star.
Star? Look, I'm already a star.
A huge star, kid.
Y'all don't understand, man.
Big, really big.
So yeah, what?
Get his leg.
I don't wanna. Yo, put me down, man.
Yeah, come on. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Calm down, Victoria. That'll be fine. Sedative. Scalpel. Knife, God bat,
God.
Give me a little tape. Okay, you'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no nobody that compares with you. Something new. I know our mother's affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life,
fresher, freshest. Do you like fresh fish? It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also has some fresher fish that's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish. And Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish, French fried. So, don't order the fresh or the fresher fish. At Finney's, if you're wise, you'll say, fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries. We have a dinosaur named Din. Din's thin. Din doesn't have much skin. And the bones fall out of his left front shin. Then we have to call in Pin or Blin, who comes with his handy shin pin bin, and with a thin Blin shin bone pin, Blin pins Din's shin bones right back in. Now let's talk about money. You should leave your groks home when you travel by air. If you take them along, they charge double the fare, and your groks must be packed and locked up in a groks box, which costs much, much more than a little old fox box. So it's heaps a lot cheaper to fly with your foxes than waste all that money on boxes for grokses. And what do you think costs more, a simple thimble or a single shingle? A simple thimble could cost less than a single shingle would, I guess. So I think that the single shingle should cost more than the simple thimble would. Eat. Thank you. We have two ducks, one blue, one black. And when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quack's blue quacks make her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker backer. And speaking of quacks reminds me of cracks. Quack's blue quacks make her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker backer. And speaking of quacks reminds me of cracks, and stacks, and sacks, and shacks, and schnacks. So, oh say, can you say, I have cracks in my shack, I have smoke in my stack, and I think there's a schnack in the sack on my back. Fritz needs Fred, and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz feeds Fred, and Fred feeds Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with ritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with ritzy Fritz food. And Fritz, when fed, has often said, I'm a Fred-fed Fritz. Fred's a Fritz-fed Fred. What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap? Or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap?
Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapped jack cap? Cook in a cupcake cook's cap? Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapped jack cap? Or, if you think you don't like cop's caps, flapjack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes kooky captain's caps, perhaps. More about Blynn. And, oh say, can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, true-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-string tin Schwinn mandolin.
This is Curtis Mayfield. Sit down and take a listen. This may be something that you're missing. I know your mind you want it funky, but you don't have to be no junkie. Get yourself together. Remember, Freddy's dead.
the underground, where none can be trained.
I'm Curtis, and I'm so glad that I've got my own, you know, so glad that I can see. I've got a natural hide. The man can't put no thing on me, and he can't put no thing on you either. Keep your nose clean. Don't be no junkie. Remember, Freddy's dead.
is the kind of night that the cat would drag you. I'll never forget it. We had a fight, then you turned around, turned out the light. You left our bed, then you moved downstairs to live with her instead. Yeah, just one floor and a shout away. I guess I should have moved, but I decided to stay. Did I drink some poison that I don't remember now? Did I drink some poison? Life on a String. It was going to be all about animals, starting with germs. And I want to mention a really great book called The Gospel of Germs. And it's a story of when germs were discovered in the early 20th century. And there was a big campaign to convince people that they actually existed, that there were these tiny, invisible animals that could kill you. And in most parts of the world, France and Italy and China, the campaign was a complete failure. But it really caught on in the United States, where people said, you know, tiny invisible things that could kill you? I don't see why not. I mean, it's a place that already believes in a lot of invisible things. But anyway, now that people are becoming more and more like machines, I think it's a good time to remember how much we actually have in common with animals. Take our eyes, for example. Our eyes are in the front of our heads because we are the predators, like eagles and the lions. They're in the front for aim, precision, and focus to find the target. And all the other animals have them way out on the sides. You know, the fish, the deer, the rabbits, and they're always scanning around like this, turning their heads, you know, on the lookout, more or less, for us. And, but it's amazing, you know, how quickly evolution works sometimes. And there's a certain male spider that has recently evolved from being a victim to being a survivor in just under a year. And so the way it happened was like this. The female spider constructs a very complex web made up of many threads that go out, and one is the kind of food thread, and one is the weather thread, and another is a kind of mating thread, and it's she can tell when a male is approaching. It's a kind of like a doorbell. And so anyway, the male comes along this line and into the center of the web, and they mate, and she eats him, and that's the way it's been. But recently, these male spiders seem to have invented a new strategy, and that is that they bring along a package, which is a bug wrapped in this really kind of cruddy stuff. And after they mate, he tosses her the package, and she just gets distracted for an instant, just enough time for him to make his escape. And then even this strategy was improved on, and the males began to do something really incredible. They arrived with the package like before, but now there was nothing inside. It was completely empty. They figured out that they didn't have to bring anything at all. And it wasn't like a disappointment for the females. It was just like, you know, one of those odd moments when suddenly everything changes. And it's not what you expected. And you don't know yet. But it's
and most of them are me. They're running the numbers, playing cops and robbers down in the dungeons inside their machines. They don't